Welcome back to another episode of QCFV, Queer Christian Family Values. I'm your host, Alex Birchnell. In our last episode, we talked about how I am a queer trans man, but in this episode, I'd like to talk about my relationship with my husband, my marriage. My husband's name is Chris Birchnell. We've been together for 9 years as of December, and we'll be married 7 years coming in March of this year, 2020. I wanted to talk about how we met and then I guess kind of take you through our journey as a couple and just kind of dive in, I guess. So Chris and I met when we were 19 years old. We were actually trying to both see this same girl. Keep in mind, this was before we both transitioned, so at the time we identified as lesbians. But, you know, listen to the last episode if you want to go into the identity crisis, I guess. But, so we met because I was seeing this girl, he had just stopped seeing her, and they were quote-unquote friends, I guess. And, I met him because we were going to a PFLAG picnic. Now, if you don't do not know what PFLAG is, check out PFLAG.org. That is PFLAG.org. And it's chapters that are support groups for parents and friends of the LGBTQ plus community. And we have a local one, which is PFLAGtricities.org, which you should definitely go check out if you're in the area. And so yeah, we were going to go to our local chapter's event that they were having. It was a picnic, I believe. It was around October because we were carving pumpkins. So that's the only thing I can think of that we were doing. So I went with my mom. My mom came because she's always been super supportive. And the girl came that I was trying to see. We hadn't officially started dating yet or even trying to go out. We just were talking at that point. And I met Chris when he was meeting us at her dorm because we were in college and she was at a dormitory there. And Chris came inside and literally the moment he walked through the door, I know this sounds super cheesy, but I literally felt my world shift and I just felt like he was glowing. And this is kind of embarrassing to talk about, but I tell the story frequently to our friends, I guess, or people that we are starting to become friends with, so I shouldn't be as embarrassed telling the whole internet. But so he came in and I can't remember if I was leaning back against the girl or if she was leaning against me, but we were essentially like cuddling on her bed and super innocent, so don't get any ideas. But Chris walked in and you could tell the hurt on his face, but I didn't quite understand because I didn't know their history. I just knew they were friends. And so shortly after, we went to the picnic. She and I drove together in her car and then Chris followed us in his car. We got to the picnic. There was a lot of people there. My mom was up under the pavilion and we all started doing the pumpkins. Well, my friend was there. He was the one that actually picked out my name as a trans guy, which I'll have to tell that story later. And he was up there with my mom, and Chris was up there as well and decided to start carving pumpkins. And he actually spent a lot more time with my mom, and my mom actually really liked him. She never really got to know the girl that I was interested in. She spent more time with Chris because they got along, and they still do to this day. And I decided, with a big coaxing from my friend, to ask this girl to go for a walk with me. And we walked down, and it was so beautiful. We walked, there was like a trail, and it was fall, so all the trees were super orange, and it was by a stream, and it was, you could hear the leaves blowing. And it was just really, really nice and a really good area to ask a girl to go on a date with me. And so I had her I don't know why she sat down on a rock, but we ended up walking over and there was like a big boulder and she sat down against it and we were just talking. And then I asked her, I'm like, hey, you know, I'm interested in you and I don't know how you feel about me, but I would really like to go on a date with you. And she said yes. And right about that time, a big cluster of spiders crawled out from behind the boulder and she screamed and ran back up. And honestly, the rest of it was pretty uneventful on the picnic, and we just kind of hung out. And then her and Chris apparently were going to go see a haunted house later that day together, and she kissed me on the cheek. And again, I saw the hurt in Chris's eyes, but I didn't know what was up until much later. Now, we ended up going out, me and this girl, but we just never fully clicked. I slept over at her house. We watched movies. Again, everything was innocent. And it never clicked on our relationship. I mean, we got along, don't get me wrong, but it just didn't click. And so we decided to call it quits after a few weeks of seeing each other. Well, maybe it was a little bit longer, maybe like a month and a half, almost 2 months. We'll just say that. I could be completely wrong, but it was very, very short-lived. And shortly after that, I tried to friend Chris on Facebook. And at first, well, this is his story to me. He didn't want to add me because he was still fuming about, because he thought he was in love with this girl. And he was just angry at me, and he keeps saying that the reason he was angry is because he couldn't find anything wrong with me, and so that made him even more angry. And so he eventually added me and friended me on Facebook, and we started talking, and he started opening up to me a little bit, and eventually we decided we would start texting. We exchanged numbers, and we started texting each other and just hanging out. And eventually, we decided that we were going to go see a movie. And since I hadn't really hung out with him before, and also I didn't have a car of my own, even though I was 19, I didn't drive. And so my mom, my younger brother, he's 4 years older, younger than me. My mom, my brother, Chris, and I all met up at our local movie theater. And we went and saw a movie. I honestly couldn't tell you what we watched. I was too preoccupied because at that time I had developed a crush on Chris. And so we basically went and saw the movie and we ate gummy worms. That's like the only thing that stands out to me. And honestly, that's the thing that he ended up getting me after we started dating. Like every month he would end up buying me a pack of gummy worms because that was like our first, like, I guess, meal together. But the funny thing was there were two gummy worms that were stuck together in the bag, and we both grabbed it and pulled it apart at the same time. And so it was a nice memory. And we hung out, and after that we ended up leaving the movie theater after the show was over. And my mom and brother locked me out of the car because they were trying to help me get my little gay self, because they knew that I was interested in him, and so they locked me out of the car, and they were trying to, I guess, pep me up or something, I don't know. And I talked to him, and, you know, we said that we wanted to hang out more, and we eventually did. So this was November, I believe, around this time, and we continued talking, and we would hang out periodically. And then one day, I believe it was the 18th or 17th of December, Chris came over to my grandparents' house. And my grandparents have always been super affirming and accepting. And so we were in the living room. My friend was staying at my grandparents' at the time because over winter break rather than having to go home. And we were all in the family room and we were playing the Wii. We were playing games and just talking. And it was just me, Chris, and our friend. And Chris went to the bathroom and came back and his hands were super cold because it was the middle of winter in my grandparents' house. The water didn't heat up the best. And he came and sat on the couch and he was just complaining about how cold his hands were. And I was like, well, here, because my hands are like a furnace. And I held his hand and eventually he wrapped his fingers around mine and we were sitting there. And it was a really sweet moment. And at that point, I kind of figured that he kind of liked me back as well. But I was still scared. I've never been good at trying to ask somebody out at all. So my grandma, though, walked in because the door was closed and Chris, jerked his hand away. And I looked at him very confused, but I grabbed his hand back and held it. And then my grandma left. And later on, he explained that, you know, he comes from a very homophobic household. And so he was very concerned about it being the same there. And I told him it's fine. My family is completely fine. Like, I've never been told there's wrong. My grandmother actually is friends with drag queens, so there was nothing wrong with it. And so he ended up having to leave and go home later on, but then he messaged me and said, hey, you know, I really enjoy hanging out with you and I'm starting to really like you. Would you want to go on a date with me? And so the rest is pretty much history. We ended up dating. I may go more into detail about maybe stories of us dating, but that's when we started dating, and we moved really, really fast. We ended up getting matching tattoos like a few months into our relationship. We actually got engaged just a few months in as well. We had a long engagement. It was like a 2-year long engagement, but we moved super, super fast. And I wouldn't trade it for anything. I'm very thankful for being blessed, and we both have the same faith. At the time, I didn't. I was agnostic/atheist, and he stayed with his faith despite, you know, having to go through conversion therapy and having a lot of trauma. But he stayed with his faith and prayed that I would come back to it, because I've always been very spiritual. I just had to figure it out for myself, and I'm just grateful that we are in a place where we're at to be able to share our journey and to share our truth with the world, really. I'm going to bring this to a close, but I do want to say, you know, thank you to our Patreons, specifically Diana Smith. She is our Patreon sponsor, and I'm grateful. If you want to become a Patreon sponsor, then go to patreon.com/QCFV. From there, you will actually be able to get access to all of our podcasts early before the launch. You will be able to listen to it without any ads. And again, that's patreon.com/QCFV. You can also check out our website. We post weekly articles there written by myself, Chris, or our partners. And you can check that out at queerchristianfamilyvalues.com. You can also find us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, as well as YouTube. With that, I will let you go. And again, I will see you in the next one. Bye.